There's so many borders, really, isn't there? And I suppose as a body-based artist, we are always thinking of the border of the body. So a lot of my work would be examining or exploring the inside of the body coming out, or any kind of manifestations like that, be they psychological or physical. But I think I have only 2 years ago crossed the border, the geographical border in this island of Ireland that I live in. So I moved from Dublin to Belfast. And so I suppose over the last couple of years, really I've started to look at that. More in the background, I'm a very slow artist. So things really need to ferment, I suppose, in my thinking before they come out fully formed in pieces of work. I think the pieces of work touch on things, but in a very tentative way, I suppose, at the beginning of any kind of explorations. And then I haven't made the piece about the border, but I've certainly been looking at it and thinking about it. For example, a number of years ago, I made a piece called Headbanging, The Headbangers, it was called actually, where I got in Liverpool, it was 100 people to headbang to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. And I've been looking at this piece, and in a kind of crazy idea, a kind of impractical crazy idea, that there would be some moment where a line of people meet around the proposed hard border in between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland and headbang. And, you know, just even in that kind of mental gymnastics of exploring a simple idea like that, loads of really juicy questions come up. So which side do we headbang towards? You know, what, where do we go? Are we standing in the Republic headbanging at the North, or the other way around, or what way do we do it? And so I have been looking at this idea, and it is a conceptual idea. Of course, the border is a physical but also conceptual idea. But, you know, Belfast and Dublin is 100 miles away. It's very simple to get. I mean, it takes just over an hour and a half, 90 minutes to get to Dublin from Belfast. So it's really only down the road, or up the road, as we call it. It's not anything you would consider a long journey. So, and I'm across the border weekly, if not twice a week or three times a week. And that whole idea of, you know, the bump in the road as you're driving, that literally the tarmacadam changes and very subtle symbols change. But other than that, we don't, you know, one wouldn't necessarily be plunged into another culture or plunged into another city. So scratching back on what that border means for people. And I think in the north of Ireland here, the idea of culture and tradition is so powerful. I'm trying to choose my words really carefully here, because it has it means so much to some people, and it has caused such devastation. You know, post-conflict here, there is still a huge attachment to what is termed culture, but what we might, looking at it from a cultural practice like art, we might more clearly define as tradition and allegiance and historical tentacles that different pockets of people within the population of Northern Ireland align themselves to. And this, of course, implies a border. So I think that the idea of a membrane, a conceptual line from one to another, also, you know, beautifully proposes a binary as well, which needs to be challenged. All that idea of binary, that, us, them, those, I, other, needs to be, especially in the context of the North of Ireland, needs to be and is in the art community here beautifully challenged, I think.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think this is an additional, that in some way moving 2 years ago here, your practice has been changed based on also on this, you know?
I think my perspective, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's a perspectival change, I think. It's like that the eyes are seeing from a different mm-hmm. view. And in really subtle, simple ways. And as I say, so I'm a pretty slow artist. This stuff is fermenting really beautifully. It's emerging in pockets through some of the works, the recent works that I've been doing, but I haven't made a big piece about it yet. It's slowly and subtly evolving and emerging. But yeah, I think that literally in a kind of a physical transplanting yourself to the another side of a border, this border between the north of Ireland and Ireland, which is so contentious, forces you to see something, looking at a different way. Even you know, the craziness of when you go to another country and you watch the weather forecast, and it's like, hey, they're pointing to a different country, or they're pointing at a different way. You know, does this country or does these people look to the east? Do some people look to the south? Do other people look across to the west? You know, where do people's view on the world, where does it point to or at or encompass, is always really interesting.